This is KERA News. I'm Bill Ziebel. Fort Worth-based Lockheed Martin just signed four college students that the company has nurtured since high school. We look at the Defense Dynamo's unique model that puts a new twist on old internship programs. It's a very big day. Applause, cheers, and deep thumping beats belie the athletic atmosphere. This is no stadium, but a large festive room on Lockheed Martin's sprawling campus. Dozens of students with hundreds of relatives and Lockheed employees are celebrating signing day. Four soon-to-graduate college kids are about to leave Lockheed Martin's internship program and join the company's engineering team full-time. One of them is Amy Hughes. The A&M engineering student graduates next year, but she started her Lockheed internship back in Arlington High School.
I just signed a contract with Mission Systems Combat Avionics Systems for F-35, so I'll be working on the brain of the F-35.
Of the Lockheed interns signing employment contracts today, Hughes is the only woman.
Being a girl in a dominated male field was no problem because most of my friends growing up were guys, and so it was just something I fit right into. It's actually been kind of a blessing because, you know, you automatically stand out, and it's in a field that, you know, women can really excel, and we're pioneering the way to get more and more women each year.
Lockheed Martin's internship program is pioneering in its own way. Molly Thompson is vice president of the Cooperative Education and Internship Association.
I'm not aware of any other programs where the employer is engaging with the student in high school and then tracking them all the way through college.
Lockheed Martin came up with this approach out of frustration. It runs several student programs in science, technology, engineering, and math, but its lead human resources person, Laura Hopkins, says despite the efforts, the company still struggles to find enough STEM workers.
We needed that return on investment to make those STEM efforts live. And so this is what we came up with. The goal was, how do we come up with a program that really provides a talent pipeline that's viable into the future?
To nab good talent early, in high school, Lockheed Martin needed to know younger students could meet its standards. More than 4 years ago, Arlington ISD's superintendent, Marcelo Cavazos, made the pitch. He told them his high school kids used the STEM curriculum by a national nonprofit, Project Lead the Way, that met both school and business standards.
And so we use that, quite frankly, as a lever in our discussions with a Lockheed Martin and other industry partners.
And it worked. Arlington launched the program in 2014. The students signing today represent the inaugural class of Lockheed Martin's High School to Hire internship program. That program has now exploded to a widely diverse group of 47 high school seniors, including new intern, Oziyama Umbaharike.
I feel really special that I was one of the people they selected to join this program because it leads to job opportunities in the future. There are some people in college that don't even get this opportunity, and I'm a high school student who gets to work with all these big facilities. And through networking, I can meet some more people later on in life, and it could set me up for a career in engineering.
That's what Lockheed Martin's banking on anyway, along with the original Arlington and now Crowley, Fort Worth, and Keller independent school districts. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.